Hi everyone, this is Kim McLaughlin. We are recording and I am going to get started in just a minute. We're all coming on the line. I can see you starting up and I want to start welcoming you as you're coming in. I'm getting all the video set up and making sure the lighting is okay. And then we're going to get started. I am Kim McLaughlin and I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com. And it is my pleasure to do these teleclasses with you we do them every month. And some of you listening to the recordings actually will get them more often because I have quite a list of them and I love to give them out. I actually am looking to do a membership site in the near future. So those of you who are on this from the membership site, welcome. And I work with people who are struggling with binge eating, emotional eating, compulsive eating, any kind of words that you use to it. I work with the people to help them feel in touch with their body and feel okay with themselves and really enter into a place of food being food and feeling really good about ourselves. And so that is my purpose. That is my task. That is why I come on to talk to you in these teleclasses. And today we have a really great topic. And I've been quite impressed with the number of people that have signed up. It's interesting when I do these teleclasses, there are people that sign up and, it can be a few to a lot. And this time it's a lot. And I'm getting that this topic is really important. So I'm going to dig into it. I always love food analogies. So we're digging in and getting going. Today, what we're talking about is an important topic and it's called good food. Let me mute people as they're coming in. There, I think I got it. So I'm still working on this new system and making sure when people come on, we can all keep talking. So here we go. So today is a great topic. It is called good food versus bad food. The battle is on. And what I get is that you all resonate with this topic. And I think we need to start then with what are good foods and what are bad foods. And I've always found it interesting that we put names to food. Or this kind of categorizing of food. So what we know, and I think you guys would agree with me, is that we're actually taught that there are, I'm going to use air quotes, good foods and bad foods. And the good foods are the ones that we should eat, and the bad foods are the ones that we should stay away from. And, you know, think about for you, what's your definition of good foods? And I know from myself and people that I work with, we find often good foods are veggies, the quote unquote good foods, veggies, fruit, low fat items, good fat items, lean meats. Also, good foods are whatever plan you're on, whatever eating plan you're on. What they say is what you should eat is good food. And then there's also the foods that I should have. And this is the foods like, so get this. So within good foods, there are also the foods that I might not be eating, but I should be eating. And those are the foods and those are the ways good food can feel like a burden. And it can feel like I can't meet this requirement of all these good foods. So also good foods can contain the food that I should have. but I might not be having, or the ways I should treat food that I'm not doing, like doing meal prepping, shopping, working hard to get all the food put together. I should be doing that. And that goes along with that good food category. So I think you can see that then there are these quote unquote bad foods that we think we should stay away from. We think that they're kind of evil and they'll do us in and they're going to hurt us. And these foods are like the sweets, you know, put whatever label in this, whatever category of sweets you want, but sweets, high fat foods, high salty foods. And also then within that, these are the foods I shouldn't have. So we've labeled the good foods are the ones that we should have, and the bad foods are the ones that we shouldn't have. So what happens is when we live by this model, we eat only the good foods, right? You know this. We eat only the good foods. And what happens is that as we eat only good foods, we end up at some point in time, really think about this, we end up in some point in time feeling deprived, feeling restricted. And what happens is when we don't only eat good food, whatever we've labeled good food, because I got to tell you, I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. What you might consider good foods is not necessarily what I consider good foods. And what you consider bad foods are not necessarily what I consider bad foods. I find it fascinating that this has become, there are some kind of universals, but it's not completely universal. So it's really just determining what have you found are your good foods and what have you found are your bad foods. So what happens is when we say the good foods, we eat the good foods over and over and over, we begin to be deprived. And then we end up, I got to tell you the truth, we binge, overeat what you call bad foods, the things you've labeled bad foods. And this type of overeating leads us to feel guilty about ourselves, leads us to feel upset about ourselves, leads us to feel bad about our body and bad about ourselves. It's interesting that the way we eat and the labels that we put to eating has this profound effect on how we feel about who we are. It ends up not being about the food. It ends up in the end about how we feel about who we are. And I got to tell you, that's a problem. That is a problem that is going to affect you in so many different ways. So what happens is we start with the good foods. We only eat the good foods. We then feel compelled because of that restriction to eat the bad foods. Then we feel guilty. And then we want to try and correct it. So we'll then start to eat the good foods again. And the cycle then gets started again and again and again. And it's really through us really wanting to be successful. But what ends up happening is that it's exhausting. It's exhausting and we don't know how to get out of it. So that's what I'm here today to talk about, is how in the heck do we get out of this? What I want you to first consider is, when can food just be food? When can it just be something that we have that is for our body? And what I call this is a transformational mind shift. It's a shift of your mind, a shift of your way of thinking. So think about this, just seeing food as food and not good nor not bad, but seeing food as neutral. It's just food. And I know this can be hard since we've all bought into that, what I call that diet mindset. And this mindset says there are good foods and there are bad foods. There are foods we should have and the foods that we shouldn't have. And the good foods and bad foods are based on whatever the plan is, the diet plan, the eating plan that we're on at a certain point in time, and what that plan tells us is the right way to eat. So the diet plan, that eating plan, tells us what to eat, when to eat, how to eat. But it doesn't get to the problem. It doesn't get to what's underneath. It doesn't get to what leads us to overeating. What this type of mindset does, the deprivation mindset, I should say, is it leads us to rules, willpower, and telling ourselves what we can and can't do. This model sets us up for failure every time. What I want you to do is consider moving to the mindset that food is neutral. It's not good or bad. Can you even think about that? About food being neutral and not having any more power than, is this what I should eat or is this what I shouldn't eat? So I can feel you all right now might be getting a little upset with me and thinking, Kim, this is baloney. I can't do this. What in the world are you expecting of me if I can't see food as good and bad, if I don't have those rules about which foods I should have and which foods I shouldn't have? What am I supposed to do? And how am I supposed to live if I don't have any kind of control over what I do? So I just want you to sit there and you can even take a, close your eyes for a second if you're not driving and just breathe into that. What comes up for you when I say, let's just have food as food? Let's just have food be neutral without any kind of judgment, without any kind of label. And consider, just be how with that feels inside of yourself, because you really might be feeling uncomfortable. I suspect you're probably feeling anxious. And I bet you could even be feeling vulnerable because you won't know what to do. You won't know what to do if you can't label food as good or bad. You feel vulnerable that it's going to be out of control, that you're going to get out of control with food, and that without some type of limit, without some type of landscape, what are you going to do? But what happens is that when we put food in this neutral mindset as not good or bad, we can then challenge the assumptions that you have about food. So what we want to do, and this is how we start breaking through, is begin to challenge those assumptions about food. And that puts us in the position of developing peace with food. Peace with food comes from one place, is that this neutral position. I should tell you that I find there are six components to emotional eating, and I call them your emotional eating solutions. And this is where I think it can be helpful for you to see that where food fits in all of this, putting food in its proper place as nourishment, putting food in that neutral position, is that of all the six components, one is food. So get this. One is food. The first one is about food, how we eat, what we eat, where we eat, when we, all the food things, how food is for us. Another component is emotions, all the emotions that are wrapped up in our lives and all the emotions that lead us to overeat and feeling stressed and feeling out of control. Another component is the thoughts that we have. This is where I was just talking about that neutral mindset. And another, that third component is that those thoughts that lead us to overeat and overeat and overeat. The fourth component is lifestyle. And what I call lifestyle is all the pieces that wrap around our life, our family situation, our history with our family, our friends, our daily patterns and the daily routine that we have. I said friends, family, workers, coworkers, where we work, how we work, what we work, how that is for us in that lifestyle can be a part of our overeating. Another component is mindfulness and spirituality and how we have connection to our inner selves and our inner resources. And if you believe in any kind of higher power, that connection to that higher source, that universal source. And the sixth component is self-esteem. It combines self-esteem, self-worth, and body image. They all combine together. So there are six components that lead us to overeat, to binge eat, to emotionally eat. And what we tend to focus on is just one, about the food. And that's that labeling of good food, bad food. If I just got the good food in order, if I just ate the good food, I'd be okay. I'd lose weight. I would be happy with myself. I could go out on a date. I could meet my new partner. I could get a new job. I could go out and meet friends. I could go on vacation. Do you get it? That what we've done is we've wrapped it all up into just, if I just eat good food, I'll be fine. And I'm telling you, that is such a myopic, small approach that we're then not hitting all the six components that lead us to overeat. Okay, so this, I think, is important to put this into perspective to see what we can do. And I don't say this to overwhelm you. I'm not saying this to make this seem hard, because I actually think it's kind of easier to think that there are six components. And as I start balancing out those six components, I can feel better about myself. And I can feel better about food, because we come to the table every single day at least three times. Unless you have a food plan that makes it less or a lot more, we come generally about three times with some snacks in between. But you get what I'm saying. So what happens is when we put food in that neutral position, we put it in its proper place as nourishment. And when we do that, that can bring up the fear. Remember, the second component is emotions and feelings. And what I want you to do, as I'm saying all of this, is to notice the feelings that are coming up. Let's just be honest. Kim, this scares me. Kim, this makes me feel upset. Kim, I feel vulnerable. And own it, because once we own it, once we own those feelings, we can then be free of it. What happens then is we then can become the detective. I love that detective image. And we can put on our detective hat and we can get curious. And we can start asking ourselves, what is it that's, if we put ourselves in this food is neutral position, we can put on that detective hat and start saying, well, isn't this interesting? I'm thinking about food. I'm thinking about good food and bad food, and become the detective of what's leading me to eat like this. What's eating me to want all of this sugar, or what's leading me to want all of this fat, or these other things that maybe you don't want. And it's not that they're bad foods, but when we put foods in this place of bad, we tend to want them. I say this all the time to my clients, that when we say this is bad food and we say we can't have it, we'll say, you can't tell me what I can and can't have. We'll have that rebel side. That rebel side always comes out when we say there's bad food. It just does. Think of your history. It just comes out. So are you in that rebel position when you're wanting to binge and overeat and eat more in a way that doesn't satisfy you, or in a way that is doesn't make your body feel good? I work with people that as you know, I work with people who overeat, binge eat, emotionally. And what'll happen is that they'll put food in this good and bad position and crave the bad food. And sometimes the bad food that they crave and want and feel compelled to eat is actually the food that makes them sick. Think of somebody like who's diabetic and the craving for sugar is not a good thing, that the eating of the sugar can be bad for their bodies. But when we say we can only have good food and sugar is bad food, we want it then. Even if you're diabetic, there's other people that I work with that have allergies, food allergies. Some people I work with have wheat allergies, milk allergies. And what happens is that when they eat those foods, they have rashes, they have itch, their stomach gets bloated and is really upset and uncomfortable and have bowel problems. So these things are happening to us. It was interesting the other night. I had a pumpkin spice latte, one of those from the big name chain store. Once a year I have one, and I had it and I began to, and so it's not good food or bad food. It's just food. It's out once a year. I thought, I want to have one. It sounded really delicious. I really wanted it. I had it. Well, my stomach got so upset, and I don't know if it's the milk, because I generally don't have much milk. I don't know if it's the sugar, because I generally don't have much sugar, or maybe some preservative in it. I just don't know. And I didn't feel good. And so I put on my detective hat and said, my stomach is really upset. What is going on? What is happening? And I check back and go, well, what did I have? What did I eat? What did I have? And I had that drink and I thought, oh, maybe this isn't something that is something I want to keep having. I didn't put it in the bad food area. I just put it in the food of, Kim, maybe this isn't something that's going to make you feel good. And when it makes me feel bad, it makes me question whether it's the food that is right for me, that will work good in my body. So that was my thought process of how I went through it. It was that curiosity of what was going on for me. And it wasn't a labeling of good food or bad food. It was just a noticing of how does it fit for me. This is the same thing if you're diabetic. This is the same thing if you're, if you have gluten intolerance or any kind of milk intolerance or whatever it might be. It's not putting the food in a bad position. It's putting it in a position of how does it serve me and does it work for me or not. So it's a different way of thinking. And the last thing I wanted to go to, because I just gave you some tips. When I do these calls, you're always going to come away with a tip. You're always going to come away with something different to do. And that was my first tip about that curiosity about how am I feeling and how am I looking at good food and bad food. So the last thing I want to do is talk about how to end that powerless feeling that you have around food. And it starts with noticing that good food and bad food and paying attention. So what I want you to think about is how would you notice if you're having good foods or bad foods? Because I tell you, a lot of times people don't even realize that they're having that that play on good foods and bad foods. And the way to notice it is to notice if you say to yourself, I can't have this. I shouldn't have this. I'm being bad. I need to be good. It's not good for me. It's bad for me. And be curious about saying those things to yourself and ask yourself, is this really true? Is it bad for me? I'm not going to tell you that a pumpkin pie spice latte is bad for me, because it's not. It just, that one I had that day did not make me feel good. And so am I going to rethink having them? Absolutely. Might I have a different brand of it or try making it myself? Yeah, I could. So I'm not calling that food bad. It's neutral. It's just, does it make me feel good is my question. And if it doesn't, then I want to consider, is this what I really want to have for myself? Because I definitely don't want to have an upset stomach like I had that day. And I know this might be too much information, and so I apologize, but think of the time this has happened for you. We want to take the power out of food and have it just be food. And if we start putting it into neutral, it'll be of such value to you. So I want you to consider looking at the times where you're not in neutral with food, where you're considering labeling it, and start noticing that, and notice how you feel about that, and notice if there's a time where you can start saying, I'm neutral about food, this is just food, and then go into, do I want it? How does it fit for me? This is the point where that all of you should have gotten the top tips to end emotional eating. And that will help you through figuring out if foods are working for you and how to start getting back in touch with your body in a more intuitive way and shifting back into that intuitive eating component. If you don't have the top tips, it'll be linked in the email you're going to get with a link to this audio. So please sign up for it, get it. If you've gotten it before, just sign up again and get it again, because it is a great way to add on to this idea of the neutral mind shift. I hope this was helpful. I hope you got a lot out of this. I tell you, it has been really helpful for me to think about this topic, and I've been talking about it more and more with my clients about the good food versus bad food, because it put it top of mind for me. And as I told you, there are 6 components to ending emotional eating, and this is just one of them, and this is just one technique. This is one way of shifting that mindset. If you are struggling, there are a lot of you that have been on these calls often, and you sign up for them every month, and I am so grateful that you do that. And this is a piece of giving you the learning and giving you the understanding that's going to help you move to a place of peace with food. I strongly suggest that all of you sign up for a breakthrough session with me. It is free. It is between 30 to 45 minutes, and we talk about this subject, and we talk about how this is affecting you, and we get personal, and it's the way for you to see what's going on for you. I highly encourage you to do it, especially if you're thinking that this good food or bad food is showing up for you. If you've been on these calls before and you have not had a breakthrough session with me, do it. It's really helpful. Every time I've done it with people, they're so grateful that they've had the time to focus on themselves. This is a tough thing to deal with. Overeating is tough. It is affecting more and more people. And I tell you, it is not about the food. It's about everything. It's the 6 components that it's about. I'm at feedyoursoulunlimited.com. You're going to have the link to talk with me. I strongly encourage you to sign up. I am so grateful that you've been here. I understand your journey. I have been on this journey with you. I get it. And what I know with all of my heart is there's a place of peace with food, and there's a way to put more neutrality to food than what you have. I'm going to sign off for now. I am Kim McLaughlin. I am from feedyoursoulunlimited.com. We have just been talking about good food versus bad food. The battle is on. And I look forward to talking to you again on our next emotional eating teleclass. Thank you all. Bye.